When we do a practice, we always start with going for refuge. And that's, it's not only standard, but it's kind of a requirement. Refuge is putting your foot on the path, basically, and continuing to put your foot on the path right up to enlightenment. It never stops until you're enlightened. But if you think about it, really, there's a step before that in a way that sometimes gets missed or skipped or ignored. And that is renunciation. In a way, renunciation is the precursor. If you don't have renunciation, you're not even going to go for refuge. If you don't have renunciation, you're not even going to sit down and do any practice. If you don't have renunciation, you're not going to turn your mind towards the Dharma. And without renunciation, you really can't practice. So while it's true that we always start with refuge and then we go to setting our motivation, none of that would happen if we didn't have renunciation. And particularly in the Sakya lineage, the topic or the practice of renunciation is really foremost, because one of the most famous teachings is parting from the four attachments. By the way, that's not just Sakya. All the schools teach that teaching now. I've seen it and I've heard about it. Everybody teaches it. It's a fundamental teaching. And it's only four lines, but as I said, it's the whole path. And it's the whole path based on renunciation. So you renounce this life. And right off the bat, that's the first one, the first parting, the first attachment, renouncing, this life. But actually, if you look around, almost nobody does that. Most people, far from renouncing this life, embrace it and try to be successful in it. Jobs, money, family, career, life, material goods is mostly what people focus on. Okay, they try to have a good life and all that, but it is not, for most people, it is not renounced. And if we go through the rest of the four attachments, they're basically steps in greater and greater renunciation. You renounce this life, you renounce samsara itself. Again, most people don't do that. And renouncing your own aim and having bodhicitta, most people don't do that. Most people look out for number one. And then the last renunciation or the last attachment is the view, having the view, which means basically renouncing your ego, seeing everything as interdependent and existent and so on. And that, of course, for sure, most of us don't have. So the renunciation is something like refuge that we do continually right up until enlightenment. And if we didn't have renunciation, we wouldn't go all the way to enlightenment because, frankly, the boonies are a pretty nice place to be. There's no suffering there and there's all kinds of powers. But the renunciation and the bodhicitta is what keeps bodhisattvas continuing on the path up until the final goal of complete enlightenment for the sake of all beings. So it's really important that we know this and practice it We need to practice this every day. If we don't, we won't do our dharma. It takes time and effort and energy, and we're busy, and it's easy to go, oh, not today, I'll do it tomorrow. And that's, of course, is a mistake, but it's a mistake that is often made. And renunciation is what really keeps us on the path. And when times go bad, it allows us to take the bad times on the path. The pain, the suffering, the whatever's going wrong. Renunciation will keep us on track, on the path. And as Dzogchen Rinpoche told me, samsara is meaningless. All the things that we do in samsara, all of them, are meaningless. Unless, of course, we take it onto the path, that we incorporate it in some way into our practice. And renunciation is what allows us to make that switch over, to take the problems and the suffering and the hassles onto the path, because we renounce the problems that samsara is giving us, and we renounce our non-virtuous worldly existence that got us in this mess and keeps us in this mess. And if we don't have renunciation, guess what? We stay in the mess. And it gets worse. There's a saying, if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always got. But actually, in terms of samsara, it gets worse. If we do what we've always done, which is ego clinging, ego grasping, self-cherishing, being unclear about what's virtue and non-virtue, if we continue to do that, we actually go downhill. And we're at this point with Precious Human Rebirth now where we're in a good position. We can do something, we can make spiritual progress. And if we don't renounce all the samsaric aspect of where we're at, we're not going to progress. We're going to go downhill. And then we're in deep trouble because it's really easy to go down and it's really difficult to go up. Geshe-la used to say it's easy to be negative. Look how few there are of us here doing these practices. So this is the thought for today, is the importance of renunciation, the importance of continuing to hold it and to renew it and to be mindful of it and to have that be the precursor of not only the precursor of our practice, but it should permeate all of our existence now until enlightenment.